Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very cold, cold Washington, D.C. You know, on my way back home here this evening, I was talking to a couple homeless people I know, and I know many homeless people here in Capitol Hill, known many of them for years. One of them's an old black man in a wheelchair. The other is a white man. He's been out in the streets for years. He's a drug addict and an alcoholic, but a pretty smart fellow. He works when he can work. And, you know, he lives in an alley. He sleeps in an alley. He's been basically homeless since I've known him, and I've known this guy probably 20 years. Now, you know, folks, you know, I don't fancy myself a liberal. Never have, never will. But I tell you what, I think it's a gosh darn shame, so to speak, that we can spend billions and billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund these insane wars that the Jewish lobby has gotten us into, to totally hellish, unnecessary wars against Iraq. Now they want to get us into Iran. You know, I just read today that the suicide rates among members of the U.S. Army are increasing. You know, there's something wrong there, folks, you know. Okay, we spend all these billions of dollars to fight the wars, these Jewish wars of survival, and yet we have people, homeless people in the streets of Washington, D.C., living in alleys, folks. You know, we don't have enough money in our federal budget to tackle the drug problem, you know, to get these people off the streets and give them, you know, train them. You know, this guy, the white guy I'm talking about, not that the race matters here, but I just want you to know it's just not all homeless blacks in Washington, D.C. There's homeless whites, too, but in any case, this guy is a professional mechanic. For a while, he had a roof over his head because he lived in the garage where he worked. He's a very well-known character here on Capitol Hill. Nice fellow, very well-spoken. Back in the old days, he even helped do some work around Liberty Lobby. Pocket change. Good worker when you keep him working. You know what I mean? Here's a guy, you put a roof over his head. You know, give him a steady job, try to, you know, give him some real drug treatment, you know. But no, we spend billions of dollars fighting these Jewish wars of survival that have absolutely nothing to do with the interests or the security of the United States. Billions and billions of dollars. You know, a lot of us worry about crime, as we should. You know, but one of the biggest problems in D.C. relating to crime stems from the drug problem. We don't really do anything to solve the drug problem. And when, you know, of course, when it all comes right down to it, we know that the drugs are imposed upon us by our corrupt elite because it helps make modern-day slaves of all the people who are affected by the drug culture here in Washington and every other city around the country. You know, we could get into the issue of Israeli involvement in the drug trade. That's something I've written about in Final Judgment. Something a lot of people don't want to touch. You talk about the CIA being involved in the drug trade, but oh, never mention Israel at all. Well, just some random thoughts inspired by this cold weather and the sight of human beings who are living in alleys. Stay tuned for more when we come back, folks.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. Do check it out on the internet. That is the website at AmericanFreePress.net. But get yourself a sample copy of the real newspaper. You can also subscribe online and get the whole issue every week online. But, you know, there's nothing like having a nice old-fashioned newspaper in your hands. I've heard some people say that, oh, the internet's where it's at. Well, ain't necessarily so, folks. Anyway, a lot to talk about here tonight, a variety of interesting little items, but I must tell you, we're going to have a very interesting guest tomorrow night. He is Brother Nathaniel. Brother Nathaniel is a Christian clergyman, and I believe he's of the Greek Orthodox persuasion, but he was born and raised a Jew. But because of his attraction as a young man to the beauty of Christian holidays and symbolism, he ultimately became a Christian. And it's very interesting because I've never spoken to him, but Mark Glenn has spoken to him. He's been interviewed on our friend Hashem Talawi's Current Issues television show. Well, Brother Nathaniel is a very outspoken critic of not just Zionism, ladies and gentlemen, but of Judaism. Now, of course, as we've proven conclusively here on this program, citing Rabbi Joseph Telushkin and highly regarded Jewish commentator Dennis Prager, Zionism is indeed Judaism. Well, Brother Nathaniel has a lot to say about all of this, and I'm looking forward to talking to him tomorrow night. Now, I was intending to have him on this show anyway, but there is a kind of a currency, no pun intended, after having mentioned current issues. There is a currency here and a particular need to have Brother Nathaniel on this program on Friday, because on Saturday, on this network, on Professor Barrett's program, he is going to have, I understand, as a guest, someone supporting the Jewish Talmud, as I always say, who put the mud in the Talmud. But in any case, this Professor Andrew Mathis from Villanova University, a self-appointed defender of the Jewish people, apparently a Roman Catholic convert to Judaism, is going to be defending the Talmud and proclaiming anyone who criticizes the Talmud to be a liar and a bigot and this and that. Well, of course, we know the Talmud is a book of garbage. We know that the Talmud is probably the primary intellectual, philosophical, and spiritual force behind so much of our trouble in the world today. And he is going to be on Professor Barrett's program, Truth Jihad Radio, defending the Talmud. Well, we are going to have a Jewish-born convert to Jesus Christ and to the Christian faith here to tell us exactly, frankly, how much mud there is in the Talmud. Many of you already know the story, and if you don't know the story about the Talmud, you'll hear a little bit about it from Brother Nathaniel, who'll be on this program tomorrow night. And I also, if I'm not mistaken, he's also going to be a guest tomorrow on Hashem Talawi's Saturday edition of the radio broadcast of Current Issues right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm sure you'll definitely want to listen in there as well. So I'm looking forward to having Brother Nathaniel aboard, and I thank Mark Glenn for setting it up for me. Speaking of Christianity, the Anti-Defamation League is upset with Barack Obama because his campaign distributed flyers in South Carolina describing Obama as a quote-unquote committed Christian. It includes a passage quoting Obama on the power of prayer. It says, "Guided by his Christian faith, Barack Obama is the leader we can trust to challenge the ways of Washington." Can you believe it, folks? The Anti-Defamation League is going after Barack Obama because he's identified himself as a committed Christian. Abe Foxman of the ADL says, "It's one thing to say, here's who I am. It's another to say, vote for me because I am Christian." Can you believe it, folks? You know, this Abe Foxman, you know, Barack Obama should tell Abe Foxman to go to hell. You know, this guy Foxman, you know, he's such an unctuous, I could go on about him. But in any case, you know, as I've mentioned on this show before, I spotted Abe Foxman here on Capitol Hill one day, and I'm absolutely certain it was him. People questioned me about this. No, it was Abe Foxman. Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Well, this was Abe Foxman waddling out of a restaurant here in Capitol Hill, which I had just been in, dining myself. That's where I originally saw me. You know, and I went up to him and said to him, "Excuse me, aren't you Mr. Foxman?" in the nicest, gentlest voice possible. And as if you've seen pictures of me, you know that I'm not exactly, I don't exactly look like a monster. Some people say I'm rather good looking, a little bit chubby, but still nonetheless good looking, usually pretty well dressed, bathe daily, almost every day. Abe Foxman denied that he was Abe Foxman and scurried down the street, vehemently denied, "Oh, no, and ran down the street. The reason why, folks, is because, like all big-shot Jews, he's a bully, and like all bullies, bullies are cowards. But anyway, Barack Obama should tell Abe Foxman to go to hell. But I think Barack Obama's problems go a little bit deeper than Abe Foxman, because it's very interesting, folks. Here here we have the Jewish Forward out of New York. Front page story, very interesting front page story, saying that an internal memo from the American Jewish Committee, which was leaked to the Forward, says that Barack Obama is considered suspect as far as his, the entirety of his views on the Middle East. That is, they suspect him of being insufficiently devoted to the Zionist cause. Well, it is interesting, you know, I've seen some information indicating that that Barack Obama, in fact, has been quite friendly to Arab American groups and Muslim American organizations. And, of course, you know, it's kind of funny because they're saying that he is a Muslim, not the American Jewish Committee. But, you know, that's the underlying suspicion, folks. You know, despite the classic multicultural urge, this historic multicultural urge on the part of the mass media in America to promote Barack Obama's presidential candidacy, they don't trust him any more, folks, than they trust Hillary Clinton. And I know I always upset Clinton haters by saying that the Jewish power bloc in this country doesn't trust Hillary Clinton, but they don't trust her any more than they trust him. So they've got a real quandary on their hands. But I think the solution to the quandary for the Jewish power brokers in this country is very simple. They have got one outstanding candidate in John McCain, outstanding from the Jewish point of view, ladies and gentlemen, from the point of view of the money lords and the media barons who seek to dictate and control this country and thereby the world through their New World Order, which is precisely what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. They've got a good man in John McCain. Just the kind of man they need, a man who is willing to do their bidding. And, you know, as I told Mark Glenn today, in a conversation off the air, obviously, that even if John McCain were right on 99.999% of the issues, the very fact that he continues to cover up Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, which, of course, his father, Admiral John McCain, played a role in as well. The very fact that John McCain, who touts his own military background and his status as a POW, the very fact that this man who promotes these American involvement in these Jewish wars of survival, the very fact that John McCain cannot stand on behalf of the Navy men of the USS Liberty, his brother naval man, this goes to show you what a horrible, horrible piece of garbage John McCain is. Under no circumstances should this piece of garbage be allowed to serve as President of the United States. Now, I might be willing to amend that opinion if he comes out and joins hands with the men of the Liberty in calling for a wide open public investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty. But that's not going to happen, folks. That's not going to happen. Yeah, John McCain is a very, very bad man, and if you have any doubts about it, consider who is endorsing him. Two of the biggest warmongers and criminals on the face of the planet, Joe Lieberman from Connecticut and Rudy Giuliani. They're supporting John McCain, ladies and gentlemen. He's a bad, bad man.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, just kind of rambling on about a variety of things. You know, one thing I must mention, particularly in the context of our earlier discussion of the impending appearance of quote-unquote Professor Andrew Mathis on Kevin Barrett's program here on RBN on Saturday. It's very important to emphasize that Andrew Mathis borders on being a pathological liar. He lies with free abandon, throws around false accusations, and I guess he figures he can, you know, a lot of people that do this in the Jewish community and their supporters figure they can just tell any lies they want about people who are dubbed as anti-Semites or who are perceived to be critics of Israel, you know, because you know, it's virtually impossible for politically incorrect people to get an honest court hearing. So Andrew Mathis, as I say, is basically a liar. And the way I came to discover that he is such a liar is because I happened to learn that I had once appeared on Daryl Bradford Smith's radio program, which I did several times. In fact, I understand Daryl once described me as a national treasure. I hope he still feels that way. But in any case, I appeared on Daryl Bradford Smith's program and related what I thought to be a very interesting historical fact. The fact that Margaret Truman, daughter of the late Harry Truman, had said that the Jewish underground terrorist movement in Palestine known as the Stern Gang, had once tried to murder her father. Well, Andrew Mathis proceeded to write on the internet that Michael Collins Piper was a liar, that this was just not true, that, you know, Piper couldn't be believed. Well, Andrew Mathis is the liar, folks. Because I had written about this in my book, Final Judgment. I pointed out that, as I wrote in a little notice but highly significant aside, when she was discussing the attempt in her father's life by Puerto Rican nationalists, Margaret Truman wrote, quote, "I learned in the course of my research for this book that there had been other attempts on Dad's life which he never mentioned. In the summer of 1947, the so-called Stern Gang of Palestine terrorists tried to assassinate Dad by mail." Now, as I wrote in Final Judgment, the Jewish terrorists, it seems, had sent the president letters that had been tainted with toxic chemicals. Fortunately, the mail was intercepted and no harm was done. Well, Margaret Truman wrote this in her book, her biography of her father. Now, poor Margaret Truman just passed on a couple days ago, and I was reminded of this, obviously. But the very fact that Andrew Mathis would, even in the face of my documentation for what Margaret Truman would say, the very fact that Andrew Mathis would call me a liar goes to show you what a liar this guy is. So I guarantee you, folks, when he appears on this network on Saturday, you can't believe a word this man says, because he is a liar. And obviously, he is someone who has very poor standards if he would dare to come on and publicly defend the hate-filled book known as the Talmud. As I always say, folks, I want to know who put the mud in the Talmud. Well, I could go on and on and on, but I won't, because we do have a break coming up here, and then we are going to go right to the phones. And one of your favorites and one of mine is out there, Jim from Texas. We'll be bringing him up momentarily. In the meantime, I need to remind you about RBN sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy. I love that name. The website is just the same as it sounds, freezedryguy.com, and they have a toll-free number, which I'm going to give you in a moment. It's an 866 number, one of those 866 toll-free numbers. Now, freeze-dried foods, I didn't know this, but if you, they can maintain their nutritional value in excess of 30 years. And, you know, I've often thought about getting freeze-dried food and keeping it on hand because, you know, living here in Washington, D.C., I often wonder about what's going to happen to this city. And, you know, it just, you know, all sorts of terrible things can happen, particularly in this day and age when we are faced with the possibility of a police state, martial law, things like that. So freeze-dried food on hand is kind of an emergency protector for you, just like it's insurance. So, you know, this is what you need to consider. There's never been a better time to get this survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness materials. So take the necessary steps to protect your family. Go to freezedryguy.com, or here's that toll-free number, folks, 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD. Well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with us. Listen to the commercials that are coming up, because you are going to be hearing important information that you need, because these sponsors do provide you good information, and they help keep RBN alive.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a big lineup of callers, so I'm going to go directly to the callers. We do have Jim from Texas. Jim, what say ye?
Mike, am I on?
You are on.
Well, all I can say is that your brief encounter with Abraham Foxman was entirely your fault, because you are naive as far as protocol is concerned. What you should have said was, "Your Lordship, may I kiss your ring?" Or, as the entire United States Congress and the executive branch does, "Will you drop your trowel so I can kiss the appropriate part?" That's why he ran off. He never heard of anybody just saying, "Hello, are you Abe Foxman?"
You know,
I'm blaming you, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm blaming you. You didn't know the protocol.
Jim, you know, I'm sorry to say, but once again, you're right. I think that is probably the first time in history that someone didn't pay proper homage to Abe Foxman. Yeah, this is a guy who his name is said in hushed tones when you see him interviewed, you know, and they say, "Here's Abraham Foxman from the Anti-Defamation League, a highly regarded civil rights organization that fights bigotry." You know, it's always
Mike, a grand introduction. Mike, you need an extended course in groveling and sniveling, okay? You have no etiquette, and you live in Washington D.C. I'm surprised you don't know the etiquette.
Well, you know, I'm just an old hillbilly. You know, you can't take the backwoods out of the boy. You know, that's just the way it is.
But you were still slack-jawed when he ran off on you. You should have known immediately what the proper protocol was.
You know, I once had a friend who he said that he was absolutely convinced that my quote unquote horrible prejudices against the Jews, as he put it, stemmed from the fact that I came from a small town. And I said, my friend, I said, this goes to show you what an absolute fool you are. In the small town where I grew up, Jews are revered as God's chosen people who can do no wrong. I said, any quote unquote prejudices I have in this regard come from the fact that I happen to be probably one of the more literate people who ever came out of that community, and I actually happen to have a gigantic library, and I'm quite well read. I said I'm one of the few people I know that belong to like four different libraries. I said, so any of these quote unquote horrible prejudices stem from my extensive education, not from the fact that I come from a small town. But be that as it may, we're digressing.
Yeah, but Mike,
here,
we all know your entire library considered of the Dearborn Independent, okay? Everybody knows that. Abe Foxman will tell you in a nanosecond that's exactly where your library was.
You know, it's really funny. I actually finally, after many, many years, got the complete four-volume set of Henry Ford's published, you know, the entirety of that whole series was published in four volumes. I didn't have that in my own library until a couple years ago. So, and you know what? I had never even read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion until just a couple years ago, and yet you would think from the criticisms of not only me, but David Duke and other people who have written about and spoken about Jewish supremacism, you know, the list goes on and on of people who have done so. Abe Foxman and company would have us all believe that our entire library consists of the Protocols and the International Jew.
And you would have, had you been well-read enough, according to Abe Foxman and the boys, you would have known the proper etiquette, and Abe would have had, he wouldn't have had to run away from you. He could have dropped trowel, and you could have performed the congressional etiquette, so to speak, and everything would have been hunky dory. He'd have been your lifelong friend.
You know, Jim, talking about Henry Ford, the International Jew, and that four volume set. I have to say that before I ever actually obtained my own set for my own personal library, many years ago, a very distinguished and well known American physician whose brother, well, I can't reveal who his brother is because it would expose everybody, but suffice it to say, this very well-known and respected American physician, his brother is a very, very well-known religious leader here in America. The physician asked me to write away to Jim Warner's Sons of Liberty down in Louisiana to order the four-volume set of The International Jew for him, because he didn't want his name to be, not necessarily on a mailing list, but he didn't want the people who make it their business to spy on people who distribute such literature to get his name. So it's kind of funny. There are so many people, you know, in the highest places who actually read this horrible literature, I'm sorry to say. I got to move on, Jim.
All right.
I'll see you later. All right. Henry from Connecticut. How are you tonight, Henry?
Okay. Hi. Okay. I want to ask you a few things.
Go ahead.
No, because I have to turn to this. You mentioned about a guy who was homeless with, he was homeless and you said he had, it was on, he was alcoholic and so on. And
yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is it. It's spelled P-U-E-R-A-R. That's P-U-E-R-A-R-I-A-E. Radix. Well, anyway, the English word for this herb is kudzu. K-U-K-U-D-Z-U. Now, what this herb does has been traditionally used for treat alcohol abuse. Well, let's say if somebody has a craving, you know, excessive craving for alcohol, and it's a safe alternative to certain types of agents and other things that they use in so-called rehab. Another thing to be used is something called passion flower. There is such a thing. Now, this is what I'm saying. You're making a good point, but that's what I'm saying with this country. A lot of things like that, I don't know if they use kedzu or not, but I know they may use passion flower. Some of the medical establishment in some of those European countries like Sweden and Denmark and Germany, even because they're, you know, some of the Central Northern European, even Eastern European, are more nature-oriented anyway with some things, not just sexually, but things with herbs and medicine and other things, they would take and include that into their national health care thing of some of these herbs to treat certain types of abuse if they wanted to be, you know, cured, and they wanted to be cured, wanted to have rehab, rather than using the typical rehab we use in this country, which doesn't work. There's also something called Ibogaine.
Yes, which, I'm familiar with that. In fact, you know, I'll tell you who called that to my attention, Ibogaine. Paul Tepetti, who was a guest here on this show last evening. Yeah, that Ibogaine is a very, very interesting, I don't know what you would call it. I wouldn't call it a drug. I don't know what you would call it, but it apparently has some very real curative effects on people, even people who've been long-term drug addicts.
Right, but that's not so much alcohol. That's for cocaine people.
Right, heroin. Right, exactly.
Heroin and cocaine, right. Just before your show, Frosty was talking, had a guy on talking about medical hemp and talking about hemp. And, you know, the French made a concrete out of hemp that is stronger than concrete but much, much lighter. I was told this by the guy comes on at midnight. Well, all right, but see, that's my point. We don't think of things like that, like the Amtrak, you know, what John Clark was mentioning about the Amtrak trains and everything else. You know, all they talk in this country is about this and that with socialism, or whether they pick themselves up in their bootstraps, and it's more a moral thing with all that crap. It's not because they really care about the people's freedom. It's not because they really care about excessive high taxes or taxpayers' money wasting. It's all a philosophical, religious, and moral thing with these idiots that talk all that. Although I'm not a socialist either, one way or the other. But I think some things we should do for our own people in this country, as opposed, since we're so busy trying to help everything else with all this third-world filth coming in here and spending $6 billion in Israel and spending $1 trillion in Iraq. Now, let's see, $1 trillion, you know what that is? That is $1,000 billion, in case people don't know. $1,000 billion. Now, $1 million is seven zeros. That would be zero, or let's say one, and then comma, zero, 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 and then comma, zero, 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 and then decimal point. Okay? Now, hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions would be three zeros before that comma, and of course a comma before after that would be, let's see, I'm not sure, I have to go back, that would be, let's see, 8, 9, 10, that would be 10 zeros. So that would be 10 zeros for a billion. So let's see, a trillion. So that means, just like with million and billion, that would mean several hundreds of billions had to be spent. That's several hundred billion now. Now, not million, billion. So to get to 1 trillion... And even though I know the dollar has gone down compared to gold and silver, but still, $1 trillion would be, that would be $1,000 billion. Now, do you know what we could do with a half of $1,000 billion? We could have a train system to go from here to California, like in Japan, which I do have something like that on the ground, by the way, but I'm not going to get into that. That's how stupid we are. Now, the other thing I was going to say is this before you go. Did you do you happen to read the American Free Press this week?
You mean the one that just came out?
Right, the one that just came out, right. That might have been last week, right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, the reason why I asked is that I heard yesterday that on an AM station that there was some proposal to have some new monument in Berlin with two gay guys kissing. I'm not against gay or bi one way or the other, but it had to do with how many gays that died in the Holocaust, and a person mentioned about Germany's debt to World War II. Germany has no debt to World War II whatsoever. They aren't even telling the truth about how many people had even died. And I'm tired. And the question is, what the German government, they were wondering, is that, you know, whether they can afford to spend the money to put some kind of monument. It had to do with something with gypsies and homosexuals. Now, I don't know if people realize this, but Ernst Röhm, who was like the same rank equivalent of Heinrich Himmler, though at the time the collar, the symbol and the insignia on the collar was a little different. Then when Lutzer took over the SA brown shirts, then he had the same insignia as Himmler, except it had a blue background with silver, and where Himmler's was SS and that was silver with black background on the collar tabs. I'm talking about the uniforms. Ernst Röhm was gay, and so was some of the other people around him in his office or in the high ranking of the brown shirts. Not all of them, but some of them. Well, they say, well, that's why Hitler killed them. Well, no, I think what it was is bad guys against bad guys in a way. Hitler was afraid they were going to overthrow him because the brown shirts were about 3 million people or something like that.
Yeah, it was an internal factional struggle. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and of course he had the SS. He was scared even more. I mean, Hitler was scared even more about being assassinated or whatever. But Ernst Röhm was gay, and supposedly privately they had little orgies and different things. I mean, it may not have been a gazillion guys. It might have been just 5 or 6 or 10, but the point is they were gay. So what do they got to say about the gay Nazis that were gay? So, you know, that's they weren't killed because they're gay anyway. They probably...
Well, you know, it's funny. They try to imply that... well, let's put it this way. There were laws against homosexuality in Germany before Nazism ever emerged.
I know.
I mean? So, yeah, so it's like everybody wants to get in on the Holocaust, and this is what the professional Holocaust promoters want to do. They keep, you know, Hitler didn't like this group, Hitler didn't like that group, Hitler this, Hitler that. I mean, you know, there are many, many blacks in this country today who believe that if they had lived in Germany, that they would have been sent to concentration camps.
Yeah,
well,
right. I don't doubt.
That
possibly,
is
yeah.
absolutely not true. There were black African immigrants working in Germany throughout World War II.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let me insist, though. How come he called them? Didn't he call them half-apes or something like that? I know that. I know that thing with Jesse Owens.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But again, you know, there are just, you know, there are so many myths about the... You know,
maybe that was the ones that was tied in with one of those Arabic countries that he was an ally with.
Oh, there was
so
actually...
So in that case, he wouldn't bother him.
There was actually an Arab division of the Waffen-SS that
now,
had
are you talking
members...
about Arab or Islamic? Because, you know, the Bosnian Muslims were white Aryan Europeans, but they were Muslim. That's the only Muslims in Europe. Is that part of Yugoslavia where the Bosnian Muslims, and it was the SS division, you're right, but none of those divisions in the SS were fully divisional strength, or you must understand that. They were regimental strength.
Right, of course.
They weren't a full, right.
But there was this Arabic division of the SS, and I've seen pictures of some of the members, and I want to tell you, some of those members were blacker in shade than Barack Obama.
I did see a picture of that once, and it startled me. I didn't see him in an SS uniform, but I saw these SS guys in Libya, and they weren't Waffen. They weren't the regular SS. They had a different insignia on the left collar, you know, like with some of the divisions, they had their own symbol. It would be on the, rather than the SS rooms, you'd have that division symbol on the other collar and the rank on the other until you go to lieutenant colonel, until you go to colonel and above, then you have both leaves on each side. It was in Libya. I saw them lighting a cigarette for somebody. And I think he was an Arab, but he was dark-skinned. You're right. That's weird. But I know they didn't have marching in the parades in Germany, though. I mean, I've seen all the parades in Germany, the ones that did. They did not have dark-skinned people, you know, because that
no,
would be
course.
A contradiction,
I mean,
all the whole Aryan thing. Yeah.
They were too busy. They were too busy fighting the Jewish commissars.
In Russia,
yeah. They had a job to do. Yeah, they didn't need to go back to. They didn't need to go to Germany to do their job. Their job was out there fighting to save the West.
Yeah. Well, if you can, tell the people in American Free Press to please cover that if they can, because that's a serious thing. Because I listened to Radio Netherlands and they said that there was a problem with having enough daycare centers in portions of Germany for some of the German women, where if they want to work. And, you know, have the kids in daycare. I'm talking anywhere from like my age down to like 20 to teens even, and they can't because there's not enough daycare centers and stuff like that.
Well,
you know, the German people need to spend money on those things, not
well, that's it. I mean, this is the way it is all over the entire world, and yet more money is appropriated
for crap,
Holocaust commemoration and things
and
like this.
And bullshit, bullcrap wars. Yeah,
exactly.
Like Iraq,
Okay,
exactly. I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for your call, Henry. All right, we are going to be going to a break here momentarily, folks. But I will tell you this much. When I was visiting the AFP office today, I learned that there might be some good news coming out of Germany vis-a-vis these so-called laws. Well, they are not so-called. They are laws against, quote-unquote, Holocaust denial. I haven't gotten the full story, but as soon as I do, I will let you know what that story is. Okay. We are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more caller before we wrap it up for the evening. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to go to one last caller here, Ernie from Indiana. Ernie, come on up.
Hey, Mike, it's great to talk to you.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, want as I am to understand this whole Federal Reserve note thing, and looking at United States notes, I noted that, the Treasurer of the United States was Catherine O'Hagg Granaham.
Okay, I don't know that name.
The Treasurer is a figurehead. C. Douglas Dillon is the Secretary of the Treasurer at the time, and he's got a rather interesting pedigree, as it were. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I think his real name was Lepowski, actually.
That was his father's name, and according to Time, two generations from the ghetto in Poland. Okay. Now, the reason I wanted to pick your brain tonight was I'm reading this article by Catherine Austin Fitz, and the title of this website article is called Dillon, Reed and Company and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits.
Okay.
I wanted to know do you know anything about Catherine Austin Fitz?
I've read some work by her.
She's a gold bug, huh?
What's that?
She's a gold bug, isn't she?
I don't know. I really couldn't say. I remember reading some work by her several years ago, and I believe she had some sort of position in the Reagan administration at one point.
Mm-hmm. That's on the thing that she has listed in her bio.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you anything about her one way or the other. I mean, I had generally favorable opinions of her, and I think we may have actually had a piece by her in American Free Press at one point over the last several years. But I haven't really read anything by her in some time.
Well, I suppose one of her pet projects is this lobby outfit called CATA. And they're gold bugs, you know, trying to figure out where all the gold is at, et cetera, trying trying to get rid of market manipulation and, you know, financiers taking pot loads of worthless money and trading it for real things.
I think probably the only way you could get rid of market manipulation would be to get eliminate rid of the market manipulators.
to get rid of the dirty money,
yeah.
The worthless monopoly crap. Well, I guess the only thing that was interesting is her little story about her inside view of Wall Street when she worked at Dillon and Reed. And I've heard of this Dillon and Reed in other books that I've read in the last 30 years.
Yeah, that's one of the big Wall Street firms. They've been around obviously with C. Douglas Dillon. That firm has been around for a long, long time.
Around during a critical phase was from the 1920s through the 1950s, it was an incestuous group of people, if you ask me.
Oh yeah, and that's what it's always been. That's what it's always been in these high level financial circles. Patting each other on the back and incest. That's what and we don't mean that obviously in the conventional sense of the word, but that's what the higher circles have always been, you know, not only in American history, really, but throughout history. You know, they all swirl around one another and intrigue with one another against the rest of us.
according to this Time, I guess, bio of Dillon.
Ernie, I tell you what, we are running out of time here. I've got to bid the audience farewell, but I appreciate your call. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour. We had one more caller. Apologies to Andrew from Washington. Couldn't bring him up tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night with Brother Nathaniel talking about the Talmud and other interesting things. So I will see you here tomorrow night, folks. God willing, we'll all be here tomorrow night.
With recent